Immigrants and advocates gathered in Seattle Wednesday, the day a new travel ban was set to kick in. Court rulings in two states recently put the Trump administration's policy on hold. But with the controversy sure to continue, the crowd joined together in a prayer for the days ahead. KUOW's Liz Jones reports.
Outside Seattle's federal courthouse, a young man who works at Amazon gave the call to prayer.
Allahu Akbar, Allah.
The crowd formed a circle, holding hands, as about 20 Muslims knelt down to pray. Among them were sisters Shema and Hafsa Khan, ages 13 and 11.
We want to fight for our rights because lately there's been a lot going on against us. And
yeah, I mean, we need to like put ourselves out there to show that like we're important in this world too.
The Trump administration's latest travel ban, version 3.0, restricts travel to the U.S. from a group of mostly Muslim countries. As with previous versions of the ban, this one is now also stalled in legal proceedings. White House officials say the restricted countries currently do not meet security standards and that the ban is an important tool for fighting terrorism. Seattle resident Ethan Davenport scoffs at that claim. His fiancée is from Iran, one of the listed countries, and she's waiting on clearance to travel here.
She's not a security risk at all. Quite the opposite. She herself are afraid of terrorists.
For now, this couple will watch the court process and count the days and the nights.
Many sleepless nights.
In downtown Seattle, I'm Liz Jones, KUOW News.